kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Susunod na, kilalanin natin ang batang Pinay na bumibisita sa Australia. Paano nga ba siya nagsimula sa kanyang content creation sa edad na 7? At ngayon sa kanyang pagbisita down under, iisip niya na dito manirahan. Paano nga ba niya ito matutupad? Aalamin natin yan dito sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin sa studio ngayong umaga, Mary Hall, or better known sa social media, si Mary Jasmine, and with her mom, Belle Yang. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Mary and Belle.
Thank you so much.
Ayan, unang-una, you are visiting Sydney, tama, mami?
Yes.
Okay, when did you arrive at bakit kayo nandito sa Sydney particularly?
We arrived here first week of March. Yeah, and because we traveled a lot, like we went to US and we went to Canada, and then we decided to come here because our friend lives here, and it's been like we've been like to come here like ever since, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, this is the best time since Mary is in homeschool as well, so no problem with school.
Mm. Yeah. Mary, alam ko medyo sikat ka sa social media. You have 1.9 million followers on Facebook, and ganun din sa YouTube. Medyo kakasimula mo lang sa YouTube.
Yeah.
Pero mostly sa Facebook yung following mo.
Apo.
Pero when did you start with social media or content creation?
I think I was like I was in a very young age. So my mom started setting up my Facebook account, and I really like singing and dancing, and I do acts too. So I like posting on social media, and then the video started getting a lot of likes, and my mom was the one handling all my accounts.
Ayun, si Mami ay isang momager.
Momager.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mami, paano nagsimula si Mary? Alam ko, you also did some home videos, di ba? Yung mga usual everyday na ginagawa ni Mary. Pero bakit kayo na-encourage to really make it big sa social media?
Actually, we did not expect this, that she will be like famous in social media. Because we just started like, she wants to... she, in front of the camera, she likes to dance in front of the mirror and then do modeling. So, which is really for fun at the first, just for fun. And then, I think that was like 2022 when we got hit. Like, we got a lot of followers, and then I realized I have to make it like serious, because one of my family members said that you get monetized from it. So I said, oh my gosh, so okay.
You don't have to
seriously. Yes. Yeah, but it's just really, you know, the opportunity. And since she likes modeling, she started as a model. And we do a lot of travel as well. So that helps to become famous online. I mean, social media.
Pero syempre, hindi ganun kadali dahil mahirap to really do videos and post them every day.
Right? Yeah, every day. So, because I'm a housewife, and then I'm taking care of her. And sometimes we do content that we don't really meet eye to eye. Like, she likes this one and I don't like it. And of course, I have to, what do you call this?
Like manage.
Yeah, manage and
monitor.
Monitor the content that she's gonna post.
Well,
so I have to delete and then, so yeah, filtered everything.
Mary, do you have a say dun sa mga content na ginagawa ninyo? And pag meron kang ayaw, or you have something that you don't want to be posted or you don't want to do, how do you at least yung meet halfway kayo ni mommy?
So basically, if we both don't like do what we both want to do, we just do something different. We look for ideas that we both like that I can do, so that it's much easier and we don't have to argue.
We don't have to argue. But
just get rid of it. Mommy, alam ko na may mga times or mga content kayo na minsan parang ginagaya ka ni Jasmine or ni Mary sa mga ginagawa mo, lalo na when yung mga Filipino staff, di ba? How fun is that, Mary? Or ano yung mga paborito mong gayahin from mommy?
Well, There's a lot of things that I like from my mom. She's really sweet.
No, like the fun stuff, like what I do, and stuff. Then you make Gaia it.
My mom's accent. something else.
And you also learned Bisaya. Do you speak Bisaya?
I don't usually speak, but I mostly understand because I have a few family members that are from Leyte. So they just teach me how to speak it, but I mostly just understand.
Yeah. Do you have a Bisaya word that is your favorite?
I don't really know some because...
Kaunta?
Guapa? Kaunta. Kaunta. That means let's eat.
Yeah. Pag ganito, mami, na yung ginagaya ka niya, meron bang boundaries? Kasi minsan mahirap eh. You're managing her sa social media at yun sa content creation niya, no? Pero syempre, bilang nanay, you also have that boundaries na ito yung gagawin natin or ito yung pwede natin gawin together. Yeah. At syempre, paano mo naman siya madidisiplina dun sa ibang bagay?
Yeah, like posting online, may mga boundaries kasi not everyone those comments, those mostly are adults. And mostly what I post they don't like and some they like, so it's really difficult to balance of what content, but I make sure that whatever content I post is appropriate for her age. So I think we just have to
monitor
like everything. Monitor, and sometimes like she said, we have arguments sometimes, but at the end we
make up.
We make up sometimes. So yeah, mahirap kasi it's ako na lang. For example, I mean, even now ako lang nag manage sa kanya and everything, and we traveled a lot. So it's very challenging as a mom and as a manager.
Na-mention mo yung ikaw na lang dahil ngayon you're a single mom. Pero balikan natin yung, alam ko we're talking about fun stuff sa social media and sa content creation. Pero life is not a bed of roses for you all the time. Lalo na dalawang partner mo, or I mean to say, Mary's biological dad passed away when she was really very young. And recently, yung stepdad niya. Pwede ba natin balikan paano yung, syempre from yung nung namatay yung biological father ni Mary. Mahirap para sa'yo kasi she was only 3 years old.
Yes. Yeah, and it was like sudden pop. No
sudden death.
Yeah, it was sudden. So mahirap kasi, and we were in a long distance also relationship because he was working abroad and we're in the Philippines. So we just met each other like every 6 months. So yeah, when we heard about that news, that was like...
So he was overseas when he passed.
Yes. Someone called me and then they said he died from heart attack, everything. Yeah, and then I'm just glad that I have family members with me, the friends, the support and everything we need. So, we're still blessed and grateful, for what happened.
Yeah.
Do you still remember, Mary, your dad? Like, memories, you were only three, yeah.
Yeah.
We were in Qatar, right?
Yeah, I remember. Because when I was three, I really liked drinking Yakult. So my dad always told me to only eat one Yakult a day because I can't eat
too much.
Yeah. But I really liked it, though. But I don't usually, like, remember much because I was only 3 years old at the time.
And then, mommy, syempre, mahirap kumbaga, to take care of Mary, mag-isa ka, you have to provide for everything. Hindi natin masasabi na really moved on, pero you have to continue with life, hindi ba? So from that sudden death ng daddy ni Mary, ano yung sumunod? Paano ka nakabangon sa buhay?
We went to UK to attend the funeral, and then after that I started working back to my family business, so that keeps me busy. And then I hired someone to look after her because I need some financials, because the dad passed away. So that helps me, like, every day I meet people, different kinds of people. I go there, so that keeps my mind off like from what happened. And then yeah, and then I met someone later on, and then everything just like perfect for us until happen again.
Ito na yung stepdad ni Mary.
Mm, yeah.
Na nakilala mo after more than a year.
Yeah.
Mm. So okay, di ba? Kasi I know na
some
included
people, yeah.
included siya sa mga videos mo, yung mga early videos mo when you were starting sa Facebook.
Oh, you saw it.
Yeah. So what are the best memories with your stepdad, Mary?
There's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Like what?
Like,
I know he's your best support because he takes you to your pag may mga auditions.
He drove us.
He drives us to the bus station because we take the bus from Pampanga to Manila, and it takes about like 2 to 3 hours just to go there to the bus. But he really supports us. He always helps us whenever we need something.
Everything.
At marami rin kayong masayang mga videos together, hindi ba? Yung mga kulitan ninyo.
Mm-hmm. Yes po.
Mm-hmm. Mommy, two deaths. Parang, paano? Ang hirap bumangon. Yung isa pa lang, ang hirap na. Pero, and very recent siya, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How do you keep up with life and managing Mary and doing everything for her now on your own?
So yeah, I'll just tell the story about started what happened. We traveled before he died. Mm-mm. We traveled Asia, and then when we came back after our traveled, there was like a
audition
in Going Bulilit, right?
So and then, we were auditioning for weeks. And the day when he passed away, I got into that show. So when we came back, we were at the mall. We were waiting for him to pick us up.
Mm.
But when we checked the
CCTV
cameras, he was like on the floor already.
Was it a heart attack?
A heart attack. He was supposed to pick us up at the mall.
Oh my gosh.
And then, because we just told him about the good news. Oh, Mary got in a Going Bulilit, and then, that happened. So,
You got a good news, but
something really bad happened. Yeah.
So did you how did you go home? Kasi biglaan, di ba? Parang you have to run home because
It's like 20-30 minutes ride from the mall to the house.
We took the
tricycle, and then we were inside the tricycle. We were just crying, and Mary screaming. And then there's a neighbor who helped him to get out from the house and then transferred to the hospital. And yes, because everything is just perfect for us, like a family. We did not expect that he's going to die that soon.
Mm-mm.
Although we talked about death and everything, but we did not expect like that soon.
At so wala siyang sakit?
She had because she was in military, she had PTSD before, and she got like Meniere's disease, but it was, because she was driving. It was really when he felt like... Because he got 6 months, every 6 months, he has this
therapy?
No, going visit to the doctor in the VA, VA in Manila. So we thought everything is fine. Yeah, just normal migraines like that.
Mm.
But that day, he was okay because I just spoke to him 1 hour before, right? When we were traveling back. Yeah, And then that helps me. What helps me to overcome it? I think we talk to family and friends.
Mm. Yeah.
And then the social media as well helps. All the support that we get from the comments, it's overwhelming. Although it's really nice, flattering all the comments and the support. That helps us to feel better. And then we traveled also, to US. And Canada, now here.
At yan, napahinga natin ang medyo roller coaster ride sa pagsisimula ng karera ni Mary Jasmine na isang content creator sa murang edad mula sa kanyang pagsisimula hanggang sa kanyang pagsabak sa telebisyon at ang kanyang medyo hindi masyadong magandang kakataon kung saan ang kanyang stepdad ay namatay o pumanaw sa kamakailan lamang, wala pang isang taon at bago yan, bata pa lamang siya, ay pumanaw naman yung kanyang biological father. At sa ating pagbabalik, aalamin pa natin kung paano nga ba siya bumabangon sa kabila ng mga pinagdaan ng hamon sa buhay at ano pa nga ba ang dapat abangan mula sa batang content creator na ito sa pagbabalik ng SBS Filipino. At kayo patuloy kinig sa SBS Filipino. Ana Divulata pa rin po niyong kasama at kanina nga sa unang bahagi ng ating panayam sa batang content creator na si Mary Jasmine at sa kanyang nanay na si Belle Young, inalam natin kung paano nagsimula sa content creation ng batang ito. At sa kanyang pagbisita dito sa Australia, nakikita niya o nagustuhan niya ang land down under at nais nga niya na matignan din yung pagkakataon o tsansa na makapanirahan dito ng mas matagal at hindi lamang pagbisita. Pero bago yan, alamin po muna natin ang iba pa niyang mga pinagkaabalahan at ilan sa kanyang mga paboritong pinasyalan dito sa Australia. Ang pagpapatuloy na ating panayam kay Mary Jasmine at sa kanyang nanay na si Belle Young.
We plan to travel to U.S. We plan to move to the U.S. with him. And then I just fulfill it for her because he wanted us to see the U.S. So I'm just fulfilling the promise. But yeah, it was, we loved it. We like traveling now because we can do more content as well. That helps also.
Mm-mm. And now you're in the, dito kayo sa Down Under. I know, Mary, you've created a new page. Mary in Sydney.
Yeah, I created just
you. Yeah. Ano yung mga best places o mga favorite places mo na napuntahan dito sa Australia?
It's usually most of the famous places like Sydney Harbour, the Opera House, and there's so
much. The Blue Mountains.
The Blue Mountains. The Three Sisters, is
yes.
that it?
Yes, yeah. Well, we're very blessed to have
friends
that are there.
Yeah. Itong mga content, itong travel content ni Mary, are you planning to do it lagi na? Kasi you mentioned na lagi na rin kayo nagta-travel. But I heard from you off-air na you wanted to stay in Australia permanently kung may chance.
Yeah, if we get chance and opportunity, yeah, so only God knows, but yes, we have to work for it. So, yeah, hopefully, we'll see. And Mary, she likes it here.
Yeah, I know, Mary, you like it here, kaya ayaw mo na umuwi.
Yeah.
What do you like about Australia?
Well, out of all the countries that I've been to, it's been a lot of countries, I feel the most welcomed in this country because in Australia, they have lots of beautiful places and lovely people here.
And the, like, your freedom, they can walk, even kids can walk around the mall, like, it's safe.
Yeah,
right?
It's very safe. And the weather.
And the kids' upbringing here, especially school, they're really nice.
I know, Mary, your dad is from the UK.
Yeah, the biological dad.
Yeah. Your dad is from the UK, so ikaw ay half British.
British.
And half Filipino.
Yes.
Pero anong Filipino traits or culture ng Filipino na talagang you embrace it at talagang proud ka to be Filipino?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff that I really like from the Philippines, especially my culture. There's a lot of stuff like, what do you say that?
Family oriented.
Yeah, my very family oriented. Also, how do you say it? I really like the one that I embrace most about that is sometimes my accent when I talk. Sometimes I get the Filipino accent when I'm speaking English. But only happens sometimes. But I really like the Philippines. I like them both here.
I know you've been speaking English, pero marunong ka mag-Tagalog, hindi ba?
Marunong po ako mag-Tagalog.
Mommy, should I homeschool? Why did you choose that?
Because last year, she got in Going Bulilit, and it needs time, needs travel. Also, she got the role as young Jody Santa Maria in that TV series Lavender Fields. So that's why I decided to homeschool her, so we can, you know, we can have plenty of time, and because we cannot do both
and go to school.
It's just going to school and then travel. Like if there's a taping, like the Going Bulilit only weekends, but sometimes they do like rehearsals during the weekdays. So we have to cut off the school. So I just decided, let's just homeschool this year, and then we'll see how you like it. But I really like her to go to regular school, because that's the good thing.
Mm. I know, Mary, kanina, we've been mentioning na you started sa modeling. Pero gusto mo rin umarte, you perform, you dance, you sing.
Yes.
Nung pagpasok mo sa Going Bulilit, hindi siya madali, di ba? Because, Mommy, alam ko sa social media, you've posted it na it took you a lot of
work
and
auditions, right? Like how many thousands of kids went there? Yeah, and how many days we keep coming back to Manila just to get that
role.
Yeah. Mm. It's, and sometimes we sleep in Manila because it's hard to travel, especially
back and forth
when it's done late. So there's no batch to cast, because we just catch the bus, and she really likes the bus than riding in a car, because she got more
people to see.
Sickness, yeah.
Yeah. Dun sa auditions mo, Mary, ano yung pinakamahirap na gawin? What were the challenges for you during auditions?
I did an audition for Lavender Fields.
No, yeah, Going Bulilit first.
Going Bulilit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of kids that were there, but since our manager.
We have managers. Yeah. So help us
get to audition. So we start, me and my other kasamahan, we just started auditioning for most of the stuff. I usually if I do a drama scene, I try really hard to just cry. And there are mostly,
when the director, when you were in front, because you have to act like.
You have to act.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to laugh.
You have to laugh. You have to do
be sad.
And there's no English. It should be Tagalog.
Yeah, yes. English.
So siya ba? Paano siya natuto mag-Tagalog?
She was born in the Philippines. So yeah.
The household, every day, we speak Tagalog.
Yung Filipino accent
the dad
mo
is
doon.
English, but I speak Tagalog most of the time. So, yeah.
Puputulin muna natin ang panayam natin na yan kay Mary Jasmine kung saan ibinahagi nga niya kung ano ang ilan sa mga paborito niyang napasyalan dito sa Australia. Kasama dyan ang syempre yung mga tourist spots na sikat dito sa bahagi ng Sydney, kasama dyan ng Opera House at syempre itong Harbour Bridge. At isa rin sa kanyang paborito ang Blue Mountains. At bakit nga ba niya naiisip na tignan ng paninirahan sa Australia? Sabi niya, most welcome yung naramdaman niya pagdating niya dito, dahil sobrang mabait daw ng mga tao na kanyang nakasalamuha, at ramdam niya yung ligtas na lugar dito sa Australia. At sa ating pagbabalik naman, aalamin natin yung mga hamon bilang isang social media content creator, at paano nga ba nila ito nilalampasan, at ano ang kanilang mga ginagawang mag-ina para tuloy-tuloy pa rin sila sa kanilang ginagawang content creation.
Kanina we're saying na you also sing. Meron ka bang favorite Filipino song?
Yeah.
Or what is your favorite song, even if it's in English?
Actually, my name, Mary Jasmine. Instead of putting Mary Hall, I use Jasmine from the Disney character because I really liked it. Mm. And I used to sing their songs a lot. A Whole New World. Mm. Oh, I really like that song. I can show you the world. world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming. Thank you.
At sa ating pagpapatuloy, narito pa rin tayo sa SBS Filipino. Ana Limulata pa rin po yung kasama. At alam nyo ba na sa buong mundo, dumadami yung bilang ng mga tinatawag na mga online kidfluencers o yung mga batang influencers sa social media. At alam natin na hindi lang mga bata, ganun din sa lahat ng mga nasa social media, gumagawa ng kanilang mga content ay humaharap sa iba't ibang mga hamon, kasama na dyan ang bashing o yung mga komento na hindi naayon o madalas ay negatibo tungkol sa kanilang inilalabas na mga content o minsan pa nga ay nagiging personal. At sa ating pagpapatuloy ng panayam kay Mary Jasmine at sa kanyang nanay na si Belle Young, alamin natin kung paano nila hinaharap ang mga bashing o yung mga hindi magandang komento sa kanila sa social media. Sa pagpapatuloy ng ating panayam sa mag-ina.
She likes it here. She doesn't want to come back.
Mary, aside from modeling and acting, what do you want to really do sa yung talent na meron ka?
I think probably modeling. Aside from modeling and acting.
Yeah.
What do you want to pursue? Anong gusto mo pag lumaki ka?
Yes. Aside from modeling and acting?
Yeah.
Oh. That's a tricky question.
Or do you really want to pursue modeling and acting?
Yeah, I really want to pursue both of them because I really like how I model and how I act, because I like to see a lot of celebrities and sometimes they like help me boost my confidence once I audition. But yeah, that's what I really like.
But you have to study. That's more important.
Education.
Mommy, with itong pagpasok ni Mary sa, sabihin na natin sa showbiz as a young performer or part ng Going Blue Lilith at nito nga sa Lavender Fields recently, paano mo siya piniprepare? Kasi, kumbaga, syempre bilang bata, kailangan ng guidance ng magulang. Alam natin, hindi ganun kadali dahil minsan kahit bata pa sila, meron na sila talagang mga gustong gawin. At yeah, paano mo nag-guide siya na nasa tamang direction siya?
Sa bahay pa lang, doon ko na siya sinasabihan na ganito ang gawin mo, pinapractice ko siya. Tapos, like, this is our first, you should be prepared, like, There are big names already in the industry. You have to be, you know, you have to be polite always. Malaki man yan or nasa mababang position, you have to be respectful.
Humble.
And then humble all the time. Kasi we never know, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yun yung mga traits na lagi kong sinasabi sa kanya na dapat maging humble ka, maging mabait. And then just follow whatever the director say. And wag ka mag-complain muna kasi first pa natin. Yeah.
Doon sa mga bashers, kanina nabanggit mo, you have to monitor yung mga content at yung mga pinopost mo online. At syempre yung dapat child-friendly siya dahil yun talaga yung gusto mo sanang ma-reach din na audience. How do you keep up doon sa mga comments at paano ka, how do you deal doon sa mga bashers?
Minsan ini-ignore ko na lang, although may nagpa-private message sa akin. Mm-hmm. Like for example, if I post something na hindi kaya, it's not appropriate. And yeah, sometimes I delete the post kasi it's for the good, para sa kanya rin. And there's so many instances. And then sometimes because there's a lot of guys, like, you know, online, since she's a public figure, so I just hide it, delete it, and then I have supporters also. I mean, she has supporters also, like, help us to report those accounts para ma-block right mm-hmm. away. But there's so many, so I cannot really
keep it up.
Like, every day.
Siguro yun yung isa sa pinakamalaking challenge ano, para sa isang public figure at saka lalo na yung social media. Kasi iba pa yung television eh. Kasi mm-hmm. yung television, local, medyo local siya, diba? Pero yung social media, it's posted, you can see it kahit nasaan ka mang bansa, kahit nasa overseas ka. Ano yung pinakatakot mo sa kanya starting young sa social media?
Yung ma-expose rin siya, yun yung takot ko rin na ma-expose siya, like yung mga hindi kaaya-aya rin. Like, kasi sometimes, since she's homeschooled and then wala siya masyadong social interaction na mm-hmm. outside the house. So, parang whatever she sees online, she believes it. So, parang dun ako nag-worry now. That's why I want her to
go to regular
to
school.
Do the workshops and regular school para magka-idea siya na hindi lang pala sa you don't
social
have to
media.
Believe in social media. Dapat para malawak yung pang-unawa mm-hmm. niya sa ano. So, yes, that's very challenging sa akin.
It is. Mary, doon sa mga ginagawa mo, anong pinaka na-enjoy mo?
Sa content?
Mm-mm.
I really like, you know, making videos and content. And I also, and sometimes we go to some places to post videos. And I really have fun while making those videos.
Like what? Like what videos? What kind?
Like dancing, vlogging, talking videos. Because
makeup.
Makeup.
Oh, that like that
eyelashes.
Yes, that's her thing.
I don't usually put much. I only just put blush and mascara.
Just the simple makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mami, paano mo siya mag-guide na tuloy-tuloy siya sa ginagawa niya at gusto niyang gawin, pero syempre nandun yung proper guidance. Ano pa yung para sa'yo bilang isang nanay, hindi lang bilang isang manager?
Proper guidance.
Challenge
talaga. Kasi marami kaming ano na hindi nagkakasundo. So I just want, right now I'm doing like a routine for her. So since sa bahay lang kami for now, so ang ginagawa ko is, okay, breakfast, and then do chores. Kasi at her age, wala pa siyang, as in talagang walang masyadong chores sa house. So I'm training her now. And then
pinapahugas ako ng pinggan.
Which is good because you learn those life skills na makakatulong for you when you grow up.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And sometimes she complains. I said, it's for your own good, not for me. Para masanay ka.
Mary, dun sa mga bata na kagaya mo who are into social media content creation, ano yung gusto mong, what's your message to them? Kasi hindi siya madali, di ba? You're very young and kumbaga nakikilala ka from across the world, hindi lang sa Philippines. Ano yung advice mo sa kanila o message mo sa mga pareho mong bata?
Well, my advice is just you have to have fun, no pressure or anything, because since you love doing it, you should always enjoy the time that you have to make content, and you should like really like doing it.
Follow your parents since it needs parents' guidance.
Yeah. Balance your time. You can't just use all your time on making videos. You also need some free time to do something other than social media, because there's an outside world that you haven't seen over just the phone.
Message sa mga bashers, Mary, or do you just ignore them?
Hindi actual siya, hindi siya nagbabasa.
I don't usually read, pero message sa mga bashers ko. Well, I don't like how they're saying stuff about me that are not true. Like, just because you make stuff up doesn't mean it's true. Like, I'm just going to ignore it, like, every day. Because if it's not true about me, then I just won't even care.
Because you know yourself better, right?
Yeah, I know myself better more than they do.
Definitely. Ikaw, Mami, message mo sa mga bashers at syempre dun sa mga supporters nyo din.
Oh, keep more coming, bashers, yes.
Parang tumataas yung ano mo din.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I think that's what they do now, no? Like, yeah, I understand their point sometimes. I understand the bashers. There's always a basher, kahit bata, matanda, or whatever, sikat or hindi. They always have something to say. You just have to be, you know, accepted and you just ignore it as long as you know na it's wala ka namang ginawa masama and yeah, that yun lang naman, hindi ko siya talaga tinitake like personally kasi at the end of the day kami dalawa mm-hmm. and we just love to spread the good vibes kasi there's so many people likes her doing all those like modeling and everything, so why not show the talent what she got and as nakakatulong at the same time nakaka-entertain kami ng people, so yun na lang yung importante sa amin.
Aside from visiting Australia, Mary, are we gonna see you regularly na dito sa Sydney soon?
Probably.
Yes, I claim it. Manifesting.
Yeah. Manifesta.
Mommy, dahil balak niyo find a way to stay.
Plano. We'll see. But hopefully, yeah. We like it. We love it here, actually.
Thank you so much, Mary and Mami Belle, for sharing your story at ang inyong content creation.
This is the first time, actually.
Thank you.
Salamat.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.